Speaking of, what music, you've already told us some of it, but once again, what music did you listen to growing up? Rock and roll, y todo, Mexicano, and everything.
When I, well, at the house, you know, well, the rehearsals, pero somebody always had an album or a 45, right. Or there was ones that you called 48s, I think.
Oh, yeah. The
chingonotas. Ya se quebraban, and you could fix it. You know, right. You could get it back together. Ciro Lopez, you know, and we heard a lot of blues because por los negritos.
Right.
I mean, we lived down by the beer joints, or we'd go play around and eat down the beer joints, and you'd hear, you know, B.B. King and all the blues, Lloyd right. Price, Fats Domino, you know, and good music.
All the, yeah, good stuff. I mean, stuff, you know. Yeah.
And then growing up, I started drinking. So I'd go to the Mexican bars y pura raza oyendo cordión y todo. Y luego me iba panca los gabachos, country western. Y luego me iba panca los negros and blues. By that time, I was done. Yeah.
So un capirotada de música.
Pura capirotada. And it's a... As a matter of fact, this gentleman that lives here next door, he's well-known in the rap business.
Oh, okay.
Kooky Blue. He came out in the paper and stuff. He writes a lot of songs.
Oh, okay.
You know. So, ¿qué puedo decir? I mean, everything's good.
There's the last couple of years, there's been a movement entre la raza to where they're trying to say Tejano only, Tejano music only, not Mexico. And my point is that without Mexico, we wouldn't have had some of our best hits,
right.
On the radio, right? So how do you feel about fans trying to separate?
I can understand that Mexico is Mexico. When you hear Mexico, think mariachi, you know. And now we're hip to norteño, to the banda, to like I said, Antonio Aguilar was my favorite. And anything he did was super to me. Anything.
Right.
That's when I used to hear banda, and I never thought I'd be hearing it here, you know. But you can separate them because, I mean, we're bilingual.
Right.
Plus, but. Again, the majority of the big hits are people, Jose Alfredo Jimenez, you know, Mexico, man, that writes the songs, you know.
Los Bukis and all those guys.
Los Bukis, right? And all this